Pistache Ho Ho! Oh, stop it.
This is Talkin' Audio.
We have more pints. These are ones that you have brought for us this time. What do we got going on today, man?
Pistache Ho Ho!
If you'll notice, when we started the show this time, I didn't have one of your little voice clips dropped at the beginning. I figured you'd give me something.
Pistache Ho Ho!
And he just gave it to me. So I appreciate that.
It is called Pistache Ho Ho.
Which tells me that this has been in your fridge for a while.
Nope.
It's a Christmas beer.
No, it has not. I picked it up last week.
Okay.
I heard the ho, ho, ho. That was good.
Yeah.
I picked it up last week from Perth Brewery. But it is their seasonal, but they run it most of the winter.
Okay.
And so it's a fresh
pistachio.
Yeah. Now, I'm interested, as we open this, I'm interested what you think that this tastes like. Because I don't taste any actual pistachio, but I have I feel like it tastes like something else to me.
I'm trying to remember if I know what pistachio tastes like. There's something towards the back end that's a little nutty. But it's not the front running. It's not the most, I don't know what the word I'm looking at. It's not the most prominent, the most prevalent flavor, I wouldn't say, is pistachio. But it's pretty nice.
But I don't know, as you said, I eat a lot of pistachio nuts, but I don't feel like this tastes anything like that.
I don't think I've ever eaten a pistachio nut.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're robbing yourself of one of life's pleasures.
All right. Well, I'll get into it. Kind of an almond guy, peanut guy. All right.
Pistachios are amazing. But this to me tastes like amaretto a little bit.
See, I'm not getting that.
Really?
Yeah. Amaretto. Now, to be fair, it's been a while since I had amaretto.
It has not been a while.
Okay. The last time I was around a party that had amaretto, it ended poorly for somebody. Not for me.
Okay.
But for somebody. And that kind of... Now, I didn't feel great the next day, but somebody else way worse day than I did.
So, first of all, in Italy,
okay,
because they
Amaretto.
They produce, well, Di Serono,
yeah.
You'll see in the liquor stores all the time, but there's different types of amaretto produced in Italy. I think I bought a bottle of amaretto for $4.50. And it was really good.
They know how to live over there.
And Di Serono, which is about $33-$34 here, the same bottle was $9 in Italy.
Sorry.
Euro, but again, that translates to about $13.
Right. Pretty reasonable deal.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
34 or 13 yeah, for the same bottle. Let me think. So I'm a big...
So Tarasenko was worth 34 and the Sense got 13.
If I have a drink and somebody asks me like, let's sit down and have a cocktail. Like what's your drink of choice that's not beer? I am almost always going amaretto and ginger. I can be... talked into amaretto and something else, but amaretto is a big one for me.
See, I don't know.
Amaretto and cranberry. If you've watched New Year's Eve, the movie?
No.
The one with like 100 actors in it, like Ashton Kutcher and.
The British one. It's Christmassy, but it's not.
Anyway, New Year's Eve. All right. And. There's like 100.
Tell me you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
It's more of a women's.
No.
It's a rom-com, but it's got like 7 different families.
No.
Somebody is screaming at me right now. It's a huge.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, it sounds similar to what you're talking about. That it has like 100 stars.
The main character drinks amaretto and cranberry.
Okay.
And I hadn't watched the movie, and I guess it's older and a lot of people have seen it, but I haven't watched it. And I watched it, I think, last year. Boy, I popped like it was, you know.
Because someone was having your drink.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I thought you were going to say this is where you got the idea.
The main character's having my drink. I'm like, that's my drink. I'm up on the couch. I'm kind of yelling like, that's my thing.
I love Katie Holmes.
Who doesn't love Katie Holmes?
Wasn't that Tom Cruise jumping on the couch?
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, the other alcohol that has really come to the forefront for me, it's called 43. And it is, I guess, a blend of what they call 43 different ingredients.
God. It sounds like Kings.
It is so good. It's a little citrusy, but incredible. And you can have that with ginger or cranberry or a lot of different things. But amaretto and 43 with some ginger or some cran. But this pistachio beer tastes like amaretto to me.
I don't get any of that from it. Are you familiar with Kings? Are you too old to have played Kings in college? Is that a thing that was a...
No.
Okay. You're not too old or you're not?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a drinking game. No, it's a card game.
In every aspect of life. I don't know totally what you're talking about.
We played a lot in college. And there was a bunch of different things that if you drew a king or you drew a certain card, instead of taking a drink, you would pour it into a container in the center of the table. And then whoever pulled the last whatever it was, you'd all have, or that person would have to drink. So maybe I was having a Canadian, you were having a cranberry and amaretto, someone else was having a whatever, right? Like some sort of Mike's Hard lemonade or whatever. Anyway, your collection there of whatever you said, 100 different drinks or whatever ingredients made me think of.
No, this is actually planned, the 43 ingredients, to come up with something good.
This is normally meant to punish someone, send them right over the edge.
Very, very quickly, that would punish me.
I'm not a mixed drink person at all. Like, a couple times when I was down in the Bahamas, if someone was like, this is just rum and a couple different juices or a couple different types, you're like, all right, like, let me try that. But that's not my thing at all. And if we're having a cocktail, for me, it's going to be rum and Pepsi or... That's about it, right?
No, not rum and Coke, rum and Pepsi.
I won't turn down rum and Coke, but if you give me my choice, I choose Pepsi.
Really? Yeah. You feel that strongly about it?
Again, not like, oh, I would never try Coke. But yeah, if you...
I literally have never heard anybody say...
Choose Pepsi?
No, but say, I'll have a rum and Pepsi. Like,
I've actually never heard that either.
Even if you're drinking Pepsi, it's
right.
I'll have a rum and Coke.
No, you're right. That is the name of it, right? But like, I'm not one of those people who like at a restaurant... Like, you just order a Pepsi and like or a Coke, and they go, we have Pepsi. Is that okay? No. Like, I suddenly have to change my order.
Oh, I want to do that just to see the look on the waiter waitress's face.
But, yeah, there is a slight difference, and I prefer Pepsi, and so that's that. But, yeah, in terms of actually now, there's been a couple things over the last couple of years. There was a 40 Creek Nanaimo Bar whiskey that I've tried just for sipping on or whatever. I remember when the one summer when Pink Whitney was a thing, tried some of that. But in terms of like actually knowing the difference between a good rum and a shit, like my dad, he knows the difference. He likes to just sip on rum.
Yeah.
And he'll get like a nice bottle and he'll like, do you want to try this? I'm like, you're wasting this on me. Like, I won't know the difference. I'm taking just the standard Bacardi White, dousing it in Pepsi and sipping on it. Like, don't waste your good stuff on someone with no ability to tell the difference.
This has nothing to do with anything. I cannot drink rum. It's got to be Malibu rum or something like that because, like, everyone has a story. The first time I ever got drunk
was me and tequila.
Was at my own parents' wedding.
Oh, no.
at my own house.
I thought that's how you were born.
No.
Too many tequilas.
So, my own parents,
wedding.
My dad and my stepmom.
Yeah.
I think I was
13.
No, 14. I was 15. Okay. I was 15.
Yeah.
And I had like a beer or two, but I'd never been.
Did you like it?
I
remember 12, 13, 14. I would still ask my dad, can I try some of your beer? And I'd still walk like,
same.
Yeah.
But Carlsberg, that was the only thing ever in the house, Carlsberg.
Right.
So
I can see why you didn't like it.
Right. You're drinking a Danish beer. Why? But yeah, I didn't love it. It's not like I snuck beer because I really liked it. Or
right.
I would try some different things.
Sure.
But the first time I was ever drunk was at my own parents, my stepmom and my father's wedding at my own house. And the bartender was one of my very good friend's older brothers.
Uh-oh.
And he thought it was a good idea to give me double rum and Cokes.
Oh, no. That's a terrible idea.
Well, yeah, it was a great idea until it was not a very good idea.
Yeah. I'm going to start you with a single rum and Coke, 15-year-old.
I found out a lot of things that happened at the wedding afterwards.
Yeah. But, in the photo albums.
But I will apologize to my sister, my stepsister, but she's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because at 13, she could not believe the run of bad luck that I had for being that sick on the day of the wedding. And she actually like took care of me and had to clean up like some of the vomit. And like I had long hair and she was holding my hair out of my face. Seriously. And she, I just remember her voice going, but he's just so sick. It's so sad.
It is
sad.
He's
so sick.
What a terrible run of luck.
Because she didn't realize either.
No.
Yeah.
What a good sister.
Have not been.
What a terrible brother.
Have not been able to drink rum since.
Okay.
It actually makes me still like vomit.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I have, like most men I know
you
at least
need to know that story,
some,
but hey,
it's a good story. It was a little more detailed than it needed to be, but it was a good story. But like most men I know, like enjoy a nice whiskey. I don't know the difference between the stuff that it all. I was going to say that burns the gizzards out of you, or that's nice to me. It burns the gizzards out of me no matter what. Like I don't have an appreciation for it. I don't understand
Mr. Michelob Ultra that was in last week.
Yeah.
Oh,
big whiskey guy?
He'll tell you the difference between like the $100, the $150, and the $200 bottle.
Did you see him tweeting from the PWHL game Saturday?
No.
He had taken a bit of a rough ride for his Mick Ultra on this show.
Well, he should have.
So he said, you know, I've been taking a beating. Fine, I'll change it up. And he's got a picture of his Bud Light down at the PWHL.
Come on.
I'm not sure this is the one that's going to call the dogs off there, Ian. This
was it a Bud Light Lime? Bud Light Orange?
I don't think so. I think it was the
that's what I would be drinking. But that guy is like a, give me a like a 100-year-old scotch.
Okay.
Give me a whiskey. That's...
See, everybody has that, though. Everybody's got something. Whether you're a wine guy and you appreciate, like Dean Brown, who we just talked about earlier in the show, said he's not really a craft beer guy, but he knows the difference between a really nice bottle of gin and the bar...
Bar rail stuff
or whatever. Yeah. So everybody's got something that they appreciate more than others, and you and I, we're kind of beer snobs to people. But
I'm a full beer snob.
But if
now.
You had told me, I would have had no idea till today, if I walked into Mendez's house, he asked me if I wanted a whiskey, I'd be like, whatever the cheapest one you got, like whatever the beginner entry level.
I tell him not to waste it on me,
right?
Like, just like you.
Yeah.
Like, you like this stuff, it costs you $75 a bottle.
Right. Don't waste it on me,
and
man.
I am not
going
to enjoy this, no matter if it's $1,000 bottle of whiskey or a $2 bottle, I'm not going to enjoy it. So don't do it.
I'm the same way on that. So everybody's got something, right?
I was a lemon gin drinker in high school. Like after that, when everyone would get their liquor some way,
gin
somehow. I was a lemon gin.
Okay,
and I would buy. I thought I was really like. Cool, because I would buy, at the time, they had like Canada Dry lemon ginger ale.
Okay, yeah.
So I would buy the lemon ginger ale to go with my lemon gin.
So even then, you're sort of trying to overflavor the gin, right? Like I'm doing double the lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. I like my citrus. I like my sweets.
Yeah.
But I was a lemon gin Mickey, came in a green plastic bottle, and... You know, you'd ask some of your older friends to maybe get you something, but that was my thing in high school.
So, what is the percentage on this one here? The pistachio ho-ho. This is from Perth. This is,
I believe, it's a 5%.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I need to get my old man glasses out.
Sweet.
It is a 5%.
Right.
So it's a dark lager.
It's pretty nice.
That has just a little bit of flavor to it. Now, I think it tastes like amaretto. You don't. What do you think it tastes like?
I would say closer to pistachio than that.
But if I did not tell you that this was a pistachio beer, and I just gave this beer to you, there's no way you'd go, this tastes like pistachio.
Well, only, like I said,
pistachio, ho-ho. That's what it says on the can. It says it on the can. That's why I'm doing that.
Does it say, go up, go high pitch?
Actually, it does.
It does. It
says,
it directs you
pistachio,
ho-ho.
And then there's a little, make sure you're in a higher voice, ho-ho. So I do it like
reminds me of the NWO theme. Bump, bump,
bump, bump, bump, bump, bump, bump, bump.
Pistachio.
By the way, I know you don't care about this because I want to ask you about the beer again. AEW Revolution, the best wrestling pay-per-view I have seen in many, many, many years that just happened. You have, if you're even remotely interested in pro wrestling, you have to go and watch Will Ospreay and Takeshka in what was maybe not only a match of the year, but maybe a match of the last 5 years. And then the best retirement match I have ever seen, better than Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania.
I'm sorry. I love you. Super kick to the face. It was a good finish.
Yeah. And then did you see
then
this match?
He unretired 1,000 times.
No, but in this match, they did a, because Flair was kind of involved on the outside, they did a, I'm not sorry, I hate you, and then super kicked him to the face, which I thought was
that's a sweet callback.
Incredible callback.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks, they did it so well.
So they kicked Flair?
What's that? Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh, it was awesome. It was just such a great callback.
Yeah.
To,
and if you've ever wanted to meet Mr. Leversage, you can buy a ticket to AEW Collision. You'll be one of like 85 people there, and he'll be signing autographs and taking pictures throughout the entire card. It looks like it's going to be a disaster here in Ottawa.
When you hear in the dark, cavernous place that it's in,
yeah,
wherever that is.
Pistachio, ho, ho.
No. No, you'll hear, this is wrestling. This is wrestling. Because
subscribe to This Is Wrestling on whatever podcast you're hearing this right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We did a full breakdown. Best show I've seen. Sting's retirement match was the best retirement match I've ever seen. Darby Allin took a crazy bump, but the Young Bucks made the match for Sting and everybody else. They did some unbelievable.
I'm not sorry, I hate you.
Right?
Hilarious.
Amazing. And the super kicks, which they do.
Yes.
They do kind of, the Young Bucks do a double super kick.
And just to explain quickly, because we don't have to end on a wrestling, but when Shawn Michaels retired Ric Flair, it was hard on Shawn Michaels, right? This was going to be tough on him. And he as Rick's getting up and Shawn's getting ready to kick him in the face, he mouths, I'm sorry, I love you. And then kicks him in the face and pins him. And
retires him.
I'm not sorry. I hate you. In someone else's retirement match is a terrific call.
And Flair in the ring,
yeah,
right? And
that's hilarious.
Oh, it was just incredible. Incredible. But if you have not seen the off the ladder through the glass bump that Darby Allin did,
yeah,
do yourself a favor. It's
out there.
Yeah. And that guy is about 120 pounds soaking wet. He is off to climb Mount Everest in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So you will not see him at Collision. But anyway, it just an incredible, incredible pay-per-view. And Will Ospreay, just remember the name because he is the next 5 years of professional wrestling.
Thanks for showing up. It was fucking amazing. Sorry.